This then is the final chapter of the unit. So I'll finish it on Thursday, but let me get a little bit into it today. This is called Carbon and the Molecular Diversity of Life, I think is the name. It doesn't really matter what the name of the chapter is, but it's all about carbon and compounds that involve carbon. The opening slide here is a cartoon of an experimental setup that was first done in the 50s. It's a famous experiment called the Miller-Urey experiment. You don't really have to know those names, but it was an experiment set up to demonstrate that organic compounds that organisms are made out of and that have to be present already if the first cells ever are able to come into existence. You know, we talked about the fact that nowadays cells make other cells. But the original first cells must have come from just molecules, not cells, that were there building up in the environment and eventually became the first cells. So the question is, did these molecules that are required to build cells exist in early Earth's conditions? This was the experiment to demonstrate that they could have. Not originally, though. Early Earth's history is very different from how Earth is now. In fact, there's almost a billion years of history on Earth before there's any life. And for the very early part of that, there couldn't be any life. It's just inhospitable. Hot as hell, which is why that geologically, that first part of the Earth's history is called the Hadean Eon. An eon is a huge span in time geologically. But the Hadean Eon, meaning like hell, literally, because it was so hot as the planet was forming. But anyway, cooled a little bit. Still much warmer than it is now. But we were pretty sure when this experiment was devised that the components of the ocean, and remember, that's where life started, in water, not on land. The components of the ocean were relatively simple molecules. They mimicked that by having just these relatively simple chemicals in this ocean. That's what this bulb represents. And they're heating it because, like I said, it was so hot then. And that produces evaporation of various chemicals, including water, into the atmosphere. This bulb represents the early atmosphere. And notice the atmosphere bulb is fitted with electrodes, so they could just spark it every once in a while, representing lightning that would be occurring, and way out of control lightning compared to how it is now. But it actually doesn't matter, because when you have a billion years to work with, even a little bit of lightning every now and then is going to be a lot of lightning over a billion years. All right. Well, so they just ran this, sparking it now and then, keep heating it, and then it would condense into rain, basically, and every once in a while they would take a sample from it. Well, they didn't have to wait a billion years to get the molecules that cells are made out of. Just within a couple weeks, they got the ingredients of life out of things that weren't that to begin with. So the experiment demonstrates that organic molecules could easily have built up over this early Earth's history simply because of the conditions on Earth. All right? Now, this brings up a definition of organic, which is a word that can mean drastically different things, ranging from meaningless to a specific thing in science. For instance, you see organic in grocery stores all the time. Sometimes that's meaningful. There is now at least a specific definition of organic in terms of food. But that's not what we're talking about here. All food is organic as far as chemistry is concerned. Even the most highly processed candy bar is organic in chemical terms. So that food use of the word organic is not what I'm talking about here. Or in chemistry, which is a huge, huge science, there are two major subdivisions: organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry. Organic chemistry involves organic compounds. But what does that mean? Well, the reason it's called organic, which means coming from an organism originally, is that for a long time in human history, we mistakenly believed that the things that organisms are made out of is somehow fundamentally different from the things that non-living things are made out of. That's actually not true, but we thought it was true for a long time. And the reason we thought that is because no one, up until a certain point, was able to make organic compounds, the things that you find in organisms, starting out with inorganic things. They couldn't figure out any chemical reactions in which you use inorganic compounds to make organic compounds. So they believe the only way you can get organic compounds is to get them from organisms, and that's why they were called organic compounds. All right, that explains the name of the word. But that's not true. We can easily make organic compounds now without any organisms involved. And so that's not the definition. The definition nowadays of an organic compound is one that can, it's most of the ones that contain carbon. So organic roughly means carbon containing, but not exactly. There are important exceptions to this. For instance, most of you are writing with a pencil rather than a pen, or some of you are, I should say. And we like to call that stuff lead, even though it's not lead. It has no lead in it as an element. It's graphite, is what you're actually using in a pencil. And graphite is pure carbon. It's one form of pure carbon. Diamond is another. Obviously, they're different in value and properties, but they're nothing but carbon atoms. Despite that, diamond and graphite are not organic. So organic doesn't mean simply containing carbon. Also, an important historical exception is carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a compound, so it's not just pure carbon. Carbon and oxygen, but still it is not considered organic under the definition. And there are a couple other exceptions as well, but that's the most important one in biology. The vast majority of all the other compounds, though, that have carbon in them are classified as organic. So first of all, for it to be organic, it has to be a compound. It has to be carbon and something else, right? Because pure carbon is not organic. And usually that something else involves at least hydrogen and sometimes other things as well. That's the definition of organic compounds. And we'll be eventually, right after the first test, surveying the four major categories of large molecules that organisms are made out of. Those collectively are called biological macromolecules, just another word for big molecules. Well, all of those biological macromolecules are not only large molecules, they're more specifically organic macromolecules. They all have carbon in them. That's why we say that we are carbon-based life. That's the importance of this chapter. We'll get to it eventually. Next time.